It's the Dave Ryan the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB. Tina, web girl Tina is here.
Hi.
And weather girl Jenny is here.
Hi.
And I'm Fallon. And Dave is off this week, but he'll be back next week. I saw our buddy Colt. He used to do the night show here on KDWB. He's in Texas now. He did this bit, if you will, on his podcast. He has a side podcast. And I was like, oh, that looks awful and amazing. And so I was like, I want to do that on our show. And I thought, let's test it out with Tina and Jenny. It could go horrible. It's called Phone Roulette.
I'm already sweating.
Thanks for this, Jenny. I sweat anyway.
Yeah, Fallon and I are like, it's just another day for us.
I know. But Jenny and I both, like, once a week, one of us will forget to wear deodorant. Yeah. I don't know why. It should be part of our routine.
Yeah, there was a moment last week that I looked over at her and I was like, I smell today. And she's like, honestly, I get it. And we just understood. And that was the end of the conversation.
Yeah, there was no judgment.
Yeah.
So how phone roulette is going to work. We each have thought of like some embarrassing stories that have happened in our lives. I have a couple ready to go. And then you pull open your phone contacts. Mm-hmm. You scroll. You randomly pick someone. You have to call them.
Yep.
They'll answer, hi, Jenny. And you immediately break into your embarrassing story without explanation.
So you don't even say like, hey, so-and-so, how are you?
I wouldn't say how are you. You could say hi back.
Okay.
Hey, so did I tell you about this time or whatever? Then pause to see if there's a reaction and then say, okay, goodbye and hang up.
Okay.
I literally hate this.
If they don't answer, you still need to leave it on their voicemail because we know that in this day and age, it's possible that no one will answer our calls. Now, you guys asked me, will you go first?
Yeah, please go first.
And I don't want to, but, okay, so I'm just going to tell you what story I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to do the story about in college where I peed my pants from puking so hard. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm scrolling. Mother of God.
Here, I'll get you a little sound effect while you're scrolling.
I am not kidding you that this is my middle school math teacher.
Why do you have their number?
That is so you're going to tell a story about peeing your pants. That's not how the game works. You dealt yourself this roulette table.
Oh,
you
no.
have to do
What's
it.
What's their name?
Oh, Mrs. Crone.
Mrs. Crone.
All right, get her on speed dial. Let's go.
I am shaking.
She actually is. She's actually kind of red in the face, okay. Which normally Fallon doesn't get nervous about stuff like this.
Secondhand embarrassment.
I don't think she'll answer me. Well,
it is.
They should be in class, but I guess it could be a free time. I don't know. Okay. I doubt she'll answer because she's probably in class. Oh, God. I'm so uncomfortable.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I hope she answers.
I'm just like,
Please don't answer.
Come on, answer.
My heart comes racing.
Come on.
Okay.
How many rings till the voicemail?
It's
Jesus.
Like a lot. I feel like it's a lot, guys.
I thought it was only four.
No.
Hi, this is...
Okay.
Hey, girl. You didn't leave a voicemail. You panicked.
I did panic. So I have to call back, don't I?
Scroll one more time.
Yeah,
I'm
going to try one more time, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... We're nervous.
She's going to think you're...
We're nervous.
No, she...
Well, she's probably in class.
But now
is the
she's
rule,
probably
going to
think it's an emergency. If someone calls me twice...
I feel like she's probably not even by her phone right now.
That's
unless
true.
She's got an Apple Watch.
Okay, I'm going to leave it on the voicemail.
Okay. This time it's...
Oh. The longest part is the phone ringing.
Sounds like biting her lip.
Hello.
Hi, this is Fallon. How are you?
Oh, well, hi there, Miss Fallon.
Okay. I am good. I wanted to call and tell you, I don't know if I ever told you this story, about the time I went to a party in college. And so basically you know how you do in college, you're drinking a little bit too much. And I got sick and I was at the party just like throwing up profusely. And I have this issue where if I like am super sick and can't stop puking, then I like push pee out. And so I peed myself at this party and didn't know what to do. And so what I did was I had to have friends go ask the host of the party to get me pants, and they had to bring me his gym shorts, and I had to wear gym shorts home because I had peed myself at the party from puking too hard.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Oh my God! I hated it!
feet away from my my microphone because I didn't want to laugh, and I was like in tears laughing. She is terrified of you right now. She's terrified of you.
Oh, she no.
She, oh God. She,
guys, look at my hands. I shaking so hard.
Her response. Okay.
I feel lightheaded because I think I stopped breathing.
Hi, why didn't I leave a voicemail? Why didn't I leave a voicemail?
You
probably was going to answer because the second time around.
Oh, this game is a mistake.
I think, you know what? I'm looking at the clock. We have to get to commercial.
Oh,
I don't think Tina and I have time.
Yes,
we do. Tina and I don't have any time. We don't have time to go ourselves.
Oh,
we have to go to commercial.
So
my God.
Oh, no, commercials.
I don't want to do what you just did.
You have to.
I don't want to do what you just did.
Well, do you guys have any of your teachers' phone numbers?
I don't have teachers.
You don't?
No, I do not.
This, I grew up in like such a small town that I literally have so many teachers' phone numbers in my phone.
I feel like I'm going to
I think I have a couple of college professors too, which I feel like they'd be more chill about it. I don't feel right.
Honestly, I want to call, my embarrassing story should really be just experiencing that just now because this is the most embarrassed I've ever been.
I don't know why we do this bit.
I
feel
you,
like
it was
I'm
your idea.
Sweating. Okay, so we'll come back and Tina and Jenny will go next on Phone Roulette on KDWBY. God. It is the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB. I have, we're playing a little bit called Phone Roulette.
And it just got awkward AF up in here.
I randomly rouletted my middle school math teacher, Mrs. Crone, and had to call and tell an embarrassing story.
Yeah. Now, Tina and I had great reactions. You couldn't hear it because we had to, like,
muffle.
Be quiet
remove
because
ourselves.
Fallon was on the phone. But people are texting in, and they loved it, Fallon. One person said, I'm crying from laughing so hard. Another one said, this bit is fantastic. I'm almost crying. Y'all are doing great. That's from Jared. And then
Thank you.
Goes, I'm so uncomfortable, embarrassed for you, Fallon, but I love this bit.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate it. I'm just thankful because I am done with my portion.
Yeah.
It is now Tina and Jenny's turn to tell us who wants to go first.
I can go.
Okay. You want to go, Tina?
Tina, what kind of story are we going to hear?
Mine's not as bodily as yours. I think I'm just going to tell the story of that time I went to Disney World to take my senior photos, and I didn't think my smoky eye was smoky enough, so I made it more smoky on Photoshop.
Yeah,
you're
embarrassing for your young self.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to spin the roulette reel.
Okay. You got to randomly open your phone contact and scroll.
Okay.
Who are you calling?
It's another person in radio.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's our friend. Do you know who has no EJ?
Yeah, EJ.
Yeah.
Okay, and the rule is if the person doesn't answer, you have to still leave the story on their voicemail.
Okay,
he works in LA, right?
He works in LA.
So he'll get it at least.
I'm already like shaking for myself in a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Tina said he does stuff with the Ryan Seacrest show, so he might be awake.
Can't wait for you to leave this voicemail, though.
Okay, wait.
Wait.
I just didn't want.
If he has his phone number on there or his last name. Okay.
Hey, EJ. It's Tina. I was just calling because I just was thinking the other day about how I took my senior pictures actually at the boardwalk in Walt Disney World. And I was like really into like smoky eye makeup. But I hated the way that they took all of my photos. So actually, when I got them back, I actually edited all of them to make my smoky eyes smokier and, like, you know, just change everything about them. Okay. Well, I hope you're good. Bye.
When's the last time you talked to EJ?
I don't know.
This is not someone you regularly talk to.
Yeah.
Have you even met before?
Like one time, but he's at the like Good Station in LA with Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, he doesn't talk to people like us.
He's gonna block your
number. My career's probably over now. It's fine.
Okay,
no.
We have one final spin of the wheel. I say wheel because I'm from Indiana. Wheel on Phone Roulette.
Okay.
And we're leaving it to Jenny. Jenny, what kind of story we're going to hear about?
I'm going to tell about a time where I farted and a lot of people smelt it when I was in fifth grade.
All right.
Spinning the wheel. Here we go. Stop. And
what? Who is it?
It's going to this guy, Akeem, who I knew in college very well and knows that I was a wild girl, but probably doesn't know I was a farty girl. So here we go.
Oh,
So when's the last time you talked to this person?
I think I ran into him at Grand Old Days like 5 years ago, okay. And that might be it.
All right, perfect.
Okay. Mobile call.
It's like, oh my God.
I hate it. It's so uncomfortable.
I appreciate he doesn't even have my number.
And the rule is you have to leave the story on voicemail if they don't answer.
I'm shaking. I'm shaking. I'm shaking.
Oh. Hello.
Hey, Keem.
What's up, girl? How you doing?
I'm doing good. So I just wanted to tell you about this time in fourth grade. I was in Mrs. Malwitz's class, and I had gotten in early from recess, and I went into the mailbox room, and I farted. And honestly, it smelled so bad, like really bad. And then, like, I was like, whatever, it's no big deal. Nobody's in from recess yet. So I went to my seat, but then the teacher was like, hey, everyone, go check your mailboxes. So the whole room went into the mailbox room, and they smelled my fart, and they're like, ew, who farted? And I just looked away, and I was like, I don't know. And so, yeah, I really wanted to tell you about that.
Why did you want to tell me?
I don't know. That's it. Okay, bye.
Did you hear him at one point go, what the F?
I can't believe he answered, honestly.
What's up, girl? He was probably so excited, like, ooh, maybe Jenny's single. What's going on?
Oh, my God.
And then you tell him about farting in middle school.
I couldn't, you guys, I couldn't say that without laughing either. I tried to bring it back in, but,
I'm, like, shaking, too. You can see me shaking right now.
It's so awkward.
Do we just have to end the show now and go?
Oh, we're not going to do better than this.
Perspective therapy sessions.
We all have, like, apology letter. Like, I literally have to physically handwrite a Dear Mrs. Crone, I am so sorry for what I did letter to her.
You are going to have to, and I'm going to absolutely have to probably never talk to this person ever again in my life.
That's fair.
I'm not going to send him a text being like, sorry, it was just for a stupid radio bit.
No.
I'm just going to never speak to him
again. Delete his number.
Yeah. And Tina's career is over.
Yeah, and my career's done, so. Cool.
Should we all start, filtering through our contacts and, like, just putting, like, taking people out of there that we don't speak to anymore? Because
absolutely.
I can't.
All right. Let us know what you think about this, if we should ever do this again, or if you think that it's probably best for our relationships and our careers if we let it go. You can text us at 53921 KDWB1.